Welcome to the Virginia Athletics Podcast, which comes to you every week from our studio here in John Paul Jones Arena. I'm your host, Jeff White, from virginiasports.com. And sitting across from me this evening is none other than Lester Coleman, the starting punter on the UVA football team. Lester, I know these training camp days run long, not only for the coaches, but for the players. So thanks for making time for this. How's it going?
It's going great, and thanks so much for having me on. I'm happy to be back.
So this is your last training camp as a college football player. Does it feel any different? Are you soaking it all in as you go through it for the last time?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, you blink, and it's been 5 years. I've had an incredible ride here, and it's really just about enjoying this last go-round. I tell you, it's on a bad day, I just try to remember, you know, this is my last time out here with some of these guys. So, you know, you got to enjoy it.
As a fifth-year senior, you have a little bit of a different perspective than that of the younger guys in the program. You were here for Mike London's final 2 years. You were here for Bronco Mendenhall's first 2 years at UVA. Coach is going into his third year. In terms of what he wants to build here, how much farther along are things now than in 2016, year one?
You know, I think we've taken some huge steps. And really what I think is going to be a big difference for us this year is our strength from the weight room. I think we've made some huge, huge progressions and some huge gains from Coach Grizz and his staff. So we're heading in the right direction. And so I'm extremely excited for the upcoming season.
If my math is correct, this marks the seventh straight school year in which at least one member of the Coleman kids, one of the Coleman kids is enrolled at UVA. Your brother James, who was also a punter here on the football team, arrived in 2012. You got here in 2013. Your sister, Parker Ann, enrolled last summer, right?
Exactly.
Has it been cool for you to have your siblings around, first James and then your sister?
No doubt about it. I mean, the Coleman family loves the University of Virginia. I mean, Charlottesville has become our home over the past 7 years now. We think so fondly of this place and the people.
Any family ties here?
No.
Before the kids got here?
No, there are no family ties before that.
So you grew up in Martinsville, which is about 150 miles southwest of Charlottesville. Your hometown is known for many things, including its racetrack. Are you a NASCAR fan?
Love NASCAR. I tell you, I don't watch it every weekend, but I definitely watch come October when they're getting close to Martinsville and the Chase. But it's a fun sport, and I recommend everyone check out one race before they die because it's an experience.
Are there other NASCAR fans on the team?
You know, that there aren't too many, actually. A lot of the O-line enjoyed. I mean, I remember Jack English was a big NASCAR fan. But, you know, it is the best sport in America. There's no doubt about it.
Sounds like you've been talking to our equipment guy a little bit.
Absolutely. Althoff is one of the few people who I do chat about it with.
Who's your favorite driver?
So I've been a big Kevin Harvick fan for the past couple of years for really no reason. He's quite controversial, but, you know, he's always in it towards the end of the chase, so that's fun.
So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the fact is, no matter how good a season you have this fall, and we hope you have a great one, you will never be considered the greatest UVA football player to come from Martinsville. Did you grow up hearing stories about Sean Moore?
Sean Moore is an absolute legend at Martinsville. There's no doubt about it. I was joking with a person the other day just about how, you know, in Martinsville, if you meet someone, you tell them you go to UVA and you play UVA football, you know, they'll tell you, oh, you know, I'm Sean Moore's cousin. And it's, you know, I don't think Sean Moore's family is quite as big as what everyone's saying.
So you've obviously, Sean's been around the program. He coached here. He comes back. Have you guys compared notes on Martinsville?
No doubt about it. You know, and I crossed paths with Michael Moore my first year, and maybe first 2 years. I can't quite remember. But, I mean, incredible people. You know, UVA has been so fortunate to have Sean Moore and Michael Moore be really advocates and flag bearers of this university for quite some time.
There was a fantastic video feature posted this week on one of your teammates, Joe Reed, who's from Charlotte Courthouse, two questions. One, have you seen the video? And two, have you been to Charlotte Courthouse?
Answer to question one is I did see it, and I told Joseph, not Joe. I love the way his coaches called him Joseph, that I teared up like three times. It was honestly, I think, the best video UVA's put out about a small town guy. I mean, and there's not a better person on our team than Joe Reed. I mean, he is not only an exceptional football player, but an exceptional person. And I mean, you chat with him for just 5 minutes and you figure it out and you see his big smile. So I thought it was awesome, and I'm really glad Virginia Sports put that out there.
Have you ever been to a Charlotte Courthouse?
I've never been. I have not. But I tell you, Martinsville is about 12,000 people, and I always consider that a small town. But 500 is definitely got to
be. Yeah, it's 24 times as big as Charlotte Courthouse. Well, we'll put in a plug for that. If you haven't seen it, you can find it at virginiasports.com, our main website, or you can go to Twitter. The at UVA football account, it's linked there. You spent your final 2 years of high school at Woodbury Forest up the road in Madison County, where you became a punter almost by accident, right? Can you relate that story to the listeners?
Yes. So I played football my last 2 years at Woodbury. And so I was a wide receiver, tight end my junior year. And then going into my senior year, I did play wide receiver and tight end. But our punter actually like broke his leg going into the season. So I started like literally August 1st, just punting balls. Coach Alexander at Woodbury Forest knew that my older brother James was a punter on the UVA football team. So he just figured I could, you know, chat on the phone with him and get some pointers. And
I mean, had you kicked around for fun though at home or with your brother?
Not really. I never really did. I always felt like that was James's thing to do and not mine. Whether that was right or wrong. But my dad will tell you, he, you know, told me I should have started kicking a long time ago.
Did you have a kicking guru, or did you go to YouTube and find punting videos, or did you just do it by kind of instinct?
I've really learned mostly everything from James. I've worked with two other guys, Bill Renner down in Chapel Hill, and Dan Orner in Charlotte. But, you know, I'm a huge believer that punting the football is off feel. You know, you can have guys, and Renner and my brother and Dan are incredible, and they've helped me. But, you know, they do a great job of crafting techniques that will work for you. You know, I don't think it's something where it's a cookie cutter and, you know, this is the right way to hold it. This is where you want to position the ball, and this is, like, your contact point. And, you know, Coach Renner, Coach Orner, and James have really helped me individualize my punting stroke to where it works best for me.
There is a sizable Woodbury Forest contingent on the team now with you and Terrell Janna and Lyndall Stone and Lee Dudley and John Curvin, who's still helping the coaches now that he can no longer play. They're all younger than you are. Did you play with any of those guys at Woodbury? Did you overlap with them at all?
I did. So I overlapped with Lyndall Stone and John Curvin. And so I played football with Lyndall at Woodbury.
So how old was he then, though? Like
so Lyndall was a freshman. Yeah, okay. Lyndall played varsity football his freshman year. And so John Curvin was at Woodbury, but he did not play varsity football that year. And then Terrell came to Woodbury his sophomore year. So I graduated and was at my first year at UVA.
Career arc here has been an unusual one. You joined the program as a recruited walk-on. You redshirted in 2013. Right?
Or 14.
14. Then you didn't appear in any games in 2015 or 16. Then you win the starting job in 2017 and make the All-ACC second team. Was there a point at which you thought you might come and go here without ever kicking in a game?
Absolutely. I mean, I consider myself so lucky to have played here. And if you would have told me my first year that I would have been the starting punter and second team All-ACC, I would have told you were crazy. There's no doubt about that. It's been such a long journey. It's had a lot of ups. It's had a lot of downs, too. You know, it has not been easy. But, man, it's been worthwhile looking back, and it's been a lot of fun.
One of Coach Mendenhall's graduate assistants is Drew Meyer, who was an all-Big Ten punter at Wisconsin. How closely do you work with Drew? I mean, he's with the specialists during practice, and how much has he helped you?
Drew's been huge. I think he's been one of the best additions the staff has made, simply because it's rare to see a coach on a coaching staff who knows kicking and punting and snapping as well as he does. I mean, it is awesome to have someone each and every day watch your film, give you great feedback, and we'll, you know, talk about what's going on and what he's seeing with my punting and what I'm seeing with it. So he's been huge, and couldn't be a nicer guy too. He's a person you want to be around.
Starting this year, FBS programs were allowed to add a 10th assistant coach, and Coach Mendenhall hired Ricky Brumfield as special teams coordinator. He oversees the whole operation, so it's not just the punters, the kickers. He's got the return and everything. But what's it been like having a coach whose sole focus is special teams like that? Does it feel any different this year because of that?
No doubt about it. Coach Brumfield, I mean, I think that was an awesome hire. I think, you know, we needed to pay a little more attention to special teams at Virginia. He's dynamic. He's high energy. He's a great person, and he's a fun, you know, he's such a fun guy to be around. And I think he's going to do an excellent job for us. So I'm excited for everyone to see what he's got.
I don't know if they still do, but the specialists in the program used to call themselves Team Kick and even had their own Twitter account. I checked this afternoon, and there has not been a Team Kick tweet since the spring game in April 2015, back when you wore jersey number 93. What happened to that account? Who was in charge of it, and how did it lapse?
You know, the funny thing is I'm about 99% sure that my brother James has a login to that account. You know, we are still called Team Kick. You know, it's the best position group on the team, too. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, I've thought about maybe we should bring back the Twitter, but I'm not sure Coach Mendenhall would like it. So we haven't done that just yet. But, you know what, stay tuned. Maybe we'll have a post coming out in September.
Coach Mendenhall paid you a high compliment early in training camp. Somebody asked him about you, and, you know, he praised not only your punting, but kind of the way you've been accepted in the team and the respect you've earned from your teammates. And he said that's not always the case with, you know, kicking specialists, or particularly ones who are young. Was that kind of a goal of yours to not only be accepted by the guys on Team Kick, but, you know, the defensive linemen, offensive linemen, quarterbacks, the whole group?
I would say it's certainly a goal, but I've never really thought about it that way. Mm-hmm. I feel as if I'm a member of a team, and there are some specialists. You know, I would say it's quite common for them not to feel integrated with the team. But I'm a huge extrovert. If you talk to anyone on the team, you know, I do a lot of dumb things. You know, yelling stuff. Probably talk too much. But you know, it's been so much fun being a part of this team, and I love all the guys on it. It's such a great group of guys.
While we're talking about your kicking group, I'd like to give a shout-out to one of the unsung heroes on the team, and that's your long snapper, Joe Spaziani. What's it been like working with Spaz, and how long does it take for a punter and a snapper to really get in sync? I mean, is that something that got better as the season went on last year and has continued to get better?
Absolutely. I mean, Spaz and I mean, he's my guy. He's my best friend on the team. There's no doubt about that either. There's not a harder working individual on the team. I mean, you need to get him on the radio show to ask him about his morning routine. I mean, the guy, we start meetings at 6:30 in the morning. Spaz gets to McHugh at 4:30. He beats a lot of the coaches. He draws out every single offensive play. He reads, and then he takes a morning jog before practice, and then he's in the team meeting room by 6 a.m., and he's got the front and center seat. You know, I really can't say enough good things about him. I mean, he pushes me each and every day to be the best I can, because he is absolutely given everything he's got each and every day. And, that's why he's such a leader on our team.
My colleague Matt Riley took a bunch of great photos of UVA student-athletes on the lawn at graduation in May. I saw some of you that were great. You graduated with a bachelor's in economics, right?
Yes,
that's what, right. What are you studying now? What's kind of your educational path from here until you leave here?
So I'm doing a master's in public policy through the Frank Batten School of Public Policy and Leadership. So that will start this fall. It's a two-year program, so I'm really excited to be over there. It's a great group of people with Dean Stamm. And so it should be a lot of fun and learn a lot.
So you'll be here 6 years then?
Hopefully. I jokingly say I might go to law school, med school, and then maybe get an MBA after that. I might just never leave.
Before we let you leave, because I know you got to get dinner tonight, I want to ask you about something that I know is of particular importance to you, and that is community service. You've been nominated for the American Football Coaches Association's All-State Good Works Team, and the list of groups and activities you've been involved with at UVA is amazing, to say the least. I have it here in front of me. You're involved with Green Dot, One Love Foundation, the Relay for Life, Student Athlete Advisory Council, Student Athlete Mentors. You visit the Children's Hospital with teammates. You take a leadership role in video. You've also been in the ACE program, helped with the Billy Hill Run, and have coached basketball here, or you did. What is so important about community service for you, and do you get as much out of it as, you know, the young people that you help?
I remember being 8, 9, 10 years old, and I literally idolized college football players. They were my heroes. So I think it's so important not just to give back, but I have a special interest in giving back to those who are of that age, 8 to 12. So, you know, I've tutored several students at middle schools mm-hmm. around Charlottesville. And probably my favorite thing was coaching that basketball team. I did that for 2 years. Same group of kids. It was a 6th and 7th grade rec basketball team. We didn't win a game the first year. We were the Mavericks. And then our second year, I think we were the Trailblazers. And then we were the third seed. We got knocked out first round. But it was so much fun watching those kids, grow and learn and really learn about life through the game of basketball, through athletics. I think it's so important at UVA, given the pedestal that we're on, that we give back to the community, because there are so many people who are less fortunate than we are.
You've also been very active in the, as have many of your teammates, with the Thursday Hero program that Coach Mendenhall brought with him from BYU. It's kind of, as someone who observes practice, that's always kind of a highlight of the week for me. What's it like from the player's perspective?
I think it keeps things in perspective for us. I mean, you know, we're out there for a week, giving it our all, preparing for our upcoming opponent. And then, you know, we invite a special person who, you know, may be battling for their life. And right. it makes you realize, you know, the wins and losses on Saturday are certainly important. But, you know, friends and family and being with one another is so much more. So I really applaud Coach Mendenhall for integrating that into our program. And I think it says a lot about him as a leader and as a person to take time out of practice, really, to
right.
Make over people who are special to us.
Well, the program will be it'll be starting soon, maybe next week. I don't know, but
I hope so. Yeah, that'd be great.
It'll be.
I think it will.
Yep. Well, training camp is about over. I appreciate your making time for this, and we will see you out on the field in a little less than a week.
No doubt. Thanks again for having me on.
A little more than a week. I'm sorry. Well, thanks for joining us. The football season opener is a week from Saturday against Richmond at Scott Stadium with a 6 p.m. start. For information on that game and much, much more, visit virginiasports.com. You can also get important information on the team itself at UVA Football on Twitter and Instagram. I'll be back next week with another podcast. Until then, thanks for listening, and go Hoos!